We did not see 2020 coming. We had no clue. Bring everything that was going on. Members at Bethany passed away. Family members passed away. Life went on even though we couldn't be around each other. And it feels like a bad dream. Nothing has unfolded like we had hoped and prayed that it would.
One thing we've learned through COVID is that community is important.
That it's important to gather together and be together as the body of Christ.
Pastors come and go. You've seen it happen in your time here. If you've been a long-time member here, you've seen pastors come and go. DCEs come and go. Church workers come and go. What makes Bethany is not me as a pastor. It's the community, it's the people. And so Bethany is only what it is because you are who you are. And so I need the people of God to be better together.
It's kind of underscored the fact that God created us to be in community, not to be separate. And so when we had to be separate, we really understood on maybe even a deeper level why community is so important.
And so, Father, we're just so thankful that we have the opportunity to be here and worship this morning. So thankful that you stand with open arms here to welcome us into your presence.
In worship, definitely, that's one way of being better together. The different Sunday schools and Bible studies is another way, I think, that Bethany provides opportunities of people coming together and learning together.
With the contemporary service, the 11 o'clock service that I typically go to, the music really resonates with me. The stories that the music tells, and every song that they pick is for a purpose, and it's meaningful. I leave going, okay, I can start a new week.
The church is such a great place for us. I mean, we fell in love with it the first time we came, and it's just the people here are great. And we are all together in this, you know. And I think we see it a lot in the Comfort Dog ministry.
You know, these are the people that we can lean on.
God said, okay, I want you to go and introduce yourself to that young family there. Newlyweds with a new baby and a new house, a new job, so lots of life going on simultaneously. And God just kept emphasizing through a series of very intentional opportunities that I need to walk with this guy and be there for whatever that looked like. And I didn't really have a clue what that would be.
I didn't have much of a relationship with God when I met Kevin. I don't have anything to lose. I barely know this guy.
Yeah.
You know, not knowing where
no background check or anything.
Not knowing where this relationship was going to go, but I really didn't have a prayer life or a spiritual life, you know, until I really met Kevin, and he kind of just guided me and challenged me in ways that I hadn't been challenged before.
When someone places on your heart that you need to be in this together, that you're not going it alone, it becomes one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences that you can't really put limits on. You know, you don't know where it'll take it. And it's fostered us being able to step into leadership with among the men to model that for other people.
You know, there's one study we did, Act Like Men. Mm-hmm. And part of a excerpt in that book is that men respond and boys react. It's the difference between manhood and boyhood. And when you think about being a man and growing up and making the tough decisions that you have to do when you're leading a household, you're leading a wife, you're raising kids, and you're trying to provide and protect them in a godly manner, is you have to learn how to press pause, you know, get your mind right about God's standards and respond in an effective manner that's obedient and honoring God. It's relationship based. We weren't put on this world to be isolated. We were to be together in community and develop those relationships.
The growth in a community like Bethany is to look for ways to support each other. You know, oftentimes it says, well, I pray at home or whatever, but it's through that community and worship together that you see the body of Christ functioning, and it also gives yourself a chance to be available to someone else if they're needing someone to, you know, a shoulder, ear, or whatever. It puts you where you need to be, and we need to be open to that opportunity.
We will be better. And we will continue to be better. Not because any one person is amazing, but because together we are amazing. And because together we serve Christ.
Some of this, but this conversation around what it means for Bethany to be better together actually began back in 2019. And there was just a lot of conversation about what God was going to be doing among us here at Bethany and what direction we were going to go and where did we see the future of Bethany as we kind of move forward. And so a lot of things took place that sort of led us to where we're at this morning. But more than anything, we want to explore this month, what does it mean for us to be better together, and what is it going to look like for us to be better together? And so what I want to do is I want to go through a section of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 4 to sort of unpack this a little bit, and then I want to share with you a little bit about some of those conversations that began in 2019 and where we are at today. But in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6, if you have an app, you can kind of follow along, or your own Bible, you can kind of mark it. But this is the Apostle Paul talking to the church in Ephesus, and he is talking to us here this morning. And in verse 1, he says, "Therefore I urge you, as a prisoner of the Lord, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called." That is, every single one of you this morning is here, either in person or online, because you have been called. Christ has called out to you in one way or another and continues to mold you and shape your faith into a people of God because he keeps leading you as you go forward in faith. In our baptisms, we were called in the 9 o'clock service. We had a baptism. We're going to have another baptism after this service. It's in that moment forward that Christ continually reaches out to us to live lives worthy of the calling that he has placed on us. And so this calling, what does it look like? What does it mean for us to live a life worthy of the calling that we have received from Christ when he says, "Come and follow me," and then we go and we follow? What do we do? Well, Paul describes what this looks like. He says, "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love." That is, we go forward together in calling, in that calling of Christ, with a sense of humility towards one another, gentleness towards one another, patience and love for one another. And so, all of us are uniquely called. Like, each and every single one of you are unique, and God has called you as unique. You are a son and a daughter of our Father in heaven, and He has called you His, and each and every one of you as His child brings a lot into the community of faith. And yet, because we are so unique and different, we see things different, we experience things differently, we have different expectations, hopes, and dreams, and desires, and you put all these people in a room, and guess what? Sometimes there's not unity. I mean, just think about this with your families. I mean, you love everyone in your family, but does everyone in your family always see things the same way? Do they understand things the same way? And you start to get this sense of what this looks like for us as He calls us to bear with one another in love. That is, despite all the differences, we need to, in love, be humble and gentle with one another as we step forward for the sake of maintaining unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That is not just being unified in what we think and do, it's being unified in spirit. Meaning we may disagree on some things, but at the end of the day, we are unified together in spirit under one truth and one authority and one faith. And that is Jesus. And I mean, you've seen how this plays out. When there isn't a spirit of unity and peace, you see what this looks like in a world that is broken and far from Christ. You see what it looks like when we aren't humble and we don't bear with one another in love. It looks like the politics that we've been experiencing over the past several years. It looks like fights and arguments over masks and vaccinations. It dehumanizes other people and boils things down to an idea. And in the midst of all that, we lose our sense of calling, purpose, and identity in Christ. So this calling is incredibly important, not only for the church, because the church, if it is not in unity, not seeking the bond of peace, not following the call of Christ, it's not very effective. But it also doesn't look like much to a world that can't have peace. The witness of who we are in Jesus weakens when we can't maintain the unity of the Spirit. And so as Paul speaks to the church in Ephesus and to our church this morning, he's calling us to heed that call, to understand that the most important thing that we have in common is the call of Christ, and to follow Him and to love each other in and through Him. And in so doing, there is one body and one Spirit, and you are called to one hope that belongs to your call, the call that you have in Christ. And that call is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. That is everything. Time and time again, this is what Scripture teaches. God's people seeking unity and peace because we all know who the one we are following is. And God the Father is through all of it. So one of the visions and dreams for Bethany was to be, and you, maybe some of you know this phrase, maybe some of you don't, but it was the phrase that was always said was to be a belonging place. We wanted Bethany to mirror what we see in Revelation, where people from all tribes, languages, backgrounds, beliefs come together, united in Christ, and experience His presence. We wanted Bethany to be a place where people could come and experience the unifying love of Jesus. Because in Jesus, you're not alone. You have a family. You have a place. We have a call. And this is going to look like a lot of different things. And what this looks like for us is being better together. And when we started talking about this in 2019, I remember sort of thinking through, what are we going to do? How are we going to talk about this? And Better Together kept bubbling up. And I did this like little Google search, like Better Together, like what comes up? And I was given all these images that I thought were awesome. And I'll share some of them with you. One of them is this one. It's a hot dog and French fries. I mean, again, hot dog, or not hot dog, ugh. Bear with me in humility and gentleness. Hamburgers are good on their own, right? French fries are good on their own, but man, they are better together. Or pasta is good on its own, and meatballs are fine on their own, but you put them together and they're better together. There's like 50 of these images. I could have just gone through all of them. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, you know, donuts and coffee. The thing is all these things are good on their own, but they are better when they are with one another. Just like you are perfectly good and gifted and called on your own, but you're missing something, and that's the community. And you mix all these ingredients together, and we are better together. So back in 2019, at the beginning of the year, we were talking about the future of Bethany. And we were talking about things like Pastor Canepa's retirement. We were talking about use of facilities. We were talking about best use of resources. And we had a contemporary service, and most of y'all went to this service in the gym. It was the 242 worship service. And it was great. It was successful. It was full of energy and full of life. And people were showing up. And so we had a lot of energy and life over there. And then over here in the sanctuary, we had people showing up and we had some energy and life, but we have this huge space that was having fewer people. And we had this small space that was having more people. And we began saying, in conversation, what would it be like? Is it possible that we could move this service over into this space? And what would that mean? At the time, we were kicking around a phrase called ancient modern. We were exploring this like ancient modern concept, sort of a modern service with some ancient elements just because of the space. And God blessed us, actually. It didn't seem like a blessing at the time, but it ended up working out for us. The floors over there in the gym were bubbling up. There was some sort of issue. And so we had to replace the gym floors, and we thought, why not try it out and see? And so when they were replacing the gym floors, we moved the service into the sanctuary for 2 Sundays in the month of May. We didn't tell y'all it was an experiment. Y'all were our guinea pigs. And we did it. And we came away from that thinking, that wasn't terrible. I mean, there's certainly some things we could do, some things that weren't quite on point, but it seems like we could create a lot of energy in this space, even if the lights don't work. We'll talk about that here in a second. And if you're online, I'm sorry if you can't see me, but I'm not, you know, that great. Okay. So we moved here, we tried it out, and it worked. And we began having conversations about what is it that we would need to create this energy so that we can be better together? Because we liked the idea of all of our people being in the same space for worship and being able to maybe rub shoulders with people they hadn't because they were in the other building and never came over here, or people in this building never went over there. And we wanted to explore what it would mean for us to be better together. Now, of course, as we're talking about being better together and building more community and getting excited about what's to come, and we were laying things out and we were ready to go, but what none of us knew, and as it said in the video, here comes COVID-19 knocking on our door, and we went from thinking about how do we bring everyone together into a space and create momentum and energy. It's like the disco in here this morning. I should have wore sequins. My goodness. That's a missed opportunity. Maybe for awesome Christmas sweater Sunday, I can do that. Yeah. Sorry, y'all. But as we were talking about these things, all of a sudden the script flipped, and we had to start thinking, okay, how can we distance people? How can we have people stay 6 feet apart? How can we minister and worship with people who are stuck at home and not able to gather here in this place. And so everything changed. And we did. We lost our momentum. But there was a blessing in the midst of all this because COVID happened. And I remember distinctly, all of us probably do, when everything locked down and we ended up staying at home, we had talked about when we were going to move the service over here, we talked about how we'd probably start streaming services, how we would probably do the lighting and pray that it worked, all these things. But when we shut down, it seemed like streaming was no longer an option, not something, not a goal, but something we had to do now. And I believe had we not been talking in early 2019 about moving things over here, setting up streaming, moving lights, we would not have been able to move as fast as we did. And it's because I truly believe that God was in the midst of those conversations, and even though we didn't know what was coming, He did. And because He loves us, we were able to move very quickly to stay connected with people online in the midst of all of that. But even so, there's a lot of things that still need to happen. And this is what we're talking about this month. And we're calling it the Better Together Initiative. And it's not just about some of the things that we need to do, and I'm going to share those things with you, but it is very much about the community and about bringing new life in Christ as we grow together in this place. So some of the things that realistically we have to do, like there are lots of fun things over in 242 that we haven't quite gotten to yet. Like one of the things that people loved, and this does bring people together, it's the food, right? It's the tacos, it's the donuts, it's that experience, it's the coffee. Well, COVID kind of stopped all of that. But also we had these big plans on redoing our lobby to create a space to provide good food and good coffee, and all that stuff got stalled. And so after the service, if you haven't had the chance to, I actually encourage you to go to the lobby and you'll see pictures of everything we were hoping to do. And we started talking about this back in 2019, about things that we would need to do over here to begin to create the momentum and experience that everyone at Bethany could enjoy. And so we have plans for creating spaces for kids. So if parents have kids that get a little bit bored because of my 45-minute sermon, you'll have the opportunity to go out and get coffee, and there will be a space for kids and some games and some activities for them to do, and you'll be able to watch the services in real time on monitors out there if you're not in this space. There's going to be places for people to gather together in prayer and support one another. There's going to be spaces where groups and communities can come together and learn with one another. And all this is just part of what we had hoped to see happen. We're going to continue to improve our technology in here. And we already have more lights in the choir room that we plan on installing, and we're going to explore additional things that we can do to sort of do more with the atmosphere in this space for all of our worship services. But then there's just some other stuff that's just not as fun, okay? And if you own a house, you know what this is like. When you own a house, you have to keep things up to date, right? Well, this building's over 22 years old, and we need to update the HVAC system, the air conditioning system. We need to actually replace it here over time. And it's a big ticket item, right? And I promise you, it doesn't sound exciting, but being better together is way more fun in air conditioning in August than with no air conditioning in August. And so we're going to be trying to replace that air conditioning. And we also have some debt that we want to pay off, debt from this building when it was built 22 years ago still, debt from the other building that was built and the youth and family spaces, and even just some debt that we still have from starting the 242 service. We took out a loan for all of that stuff as well. And we just want to pay all this stuff down so that we can have more money to spend for ministry and opportunities that we have yet to explore. And so all of this is part of the Better Together initiative. And what we're wanting is 500 households to contribute something to this goal. Because we can't do it alone, we have to do it together. There's no way we'll hit our goal if we don't do this together. But it's not just about those things and that money goal and that 500 household goal. It is about us coming together in ways to build more community, to serve one another in love and to serve the community. And it's stuff that I've already talked about. It's learning, leading, and loving. It's putting yourself into a place of community. It's like that story that we heard from Jacob and Kevin Brown about how they met each other and then encouraged each other in community. That was not a money thing. That was a faith and following thing. And so this month we're gonna explore together, what does it mean to be better together? Because what we want more than anything is to be a church where people belong, they experience the call of Christ, and they have a place where they can grow in their faith and encourage one another. And so I'm going to invite you, along with the rest of Bethany, to be better together as we serve and love Jesus. It's in His name. Amen.